Here's a thought I'm titling More on Observation versus Project. And it's a bit of an extension of what I was discussing in yesterday's commentary. I was talking about how we might describe what we photographers actually do. And I asked the question, is the core of our activities that we build something, construct something, make a photograph, or is it that we observe something? We become sensitive and we discover or have revealed to us something that we previously were not aware of. And I propose that as photographers, maybe the observing aspect of our work is the core of being an artist, even more so than the mechanical production of a print or a book or a whatever. Well, today I want to extend that conversation just a bit. So here's a few additional thoughts about this distinction that might change a great deal of how we look at photography, at least for me. First, what do we do when we grab our camera and we head out into the world? It's what I've often referred to as PBWA, photography by wandering around. But beyond just wandering around, we're looking for something. And what is it, precisely, that we're looking for when we're out there with our camera? Are we looking for compositions? Are we looking for wonderful subjects? Or are we looking for some sort of insight, some sort of understanding, some sort of connection between what we see and what we think and what we've previously thought? You see, if all we're doing is walking around looking for interesting compositions, we could easily use our camera to make all kinds of compositions that are empty of meaning, that don't have any connection whatsoever. This kind of reminds me of Ansel Adams' old famous quote about nothing worse than a sharp picture of a fuzzy concept. What does he mean by fuzzy concept? He means some experience, some insight, some understanding of the world that may be something we've cultivated for a long time, like Ansel Adams did with his appreciation of the natural environment, or something that comes to us unexpectedly, instantaneously. I think of André Kertész, or Paul Caponegro, or particularly Minor White. That sense of insight, maybe that's what we're looking for. Guy Tall talks about this a lot in his writings and in his books, about the idea that the experience is more important than the photographing of the experience. What does he mean by experience? Isn't that sort of the same thing as having some sort of revelation, some sort of insight, some sort of important moment that's worth remembering? So do we look for compositions, or do we look for insight? Are we more interested in photographic fidelity, that is to say, sharp prints and accurate color and perfectly controlled depth of field and all of the aspects of the craft that we have to master in order to have what I'm characterizing as photographic fidelity? Is that what we're interested in? Or are we more interested in artistic wisdom? I would propose that the heart of any artwork, any medium whatsoever, performance medium, visual medium, doesn't make any difference, the search is for artistic wisdom, which means truth and beauty, which means aesthetics, which means connection with the world and with each other through our artwork. Artistic wisdom is a goal that's to be desired much more than photographic fidelity, which immediately brings, at least to my mind, the numerous YouTube videos that I've watched over the years about photographic fidelity, about getting sharper pictures and better lenses and better cameras and lower noise and blah, 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 none of which has anything to do with artistic wisdom or insight or connection or meaning or truth. Sure, we have to be masters of our craft in order to have control of our craft. But we only need control of our craft if we have something interesting to say, if something of importance has been revealed to us, or that we've discovered, or that we've, like an onion, peeled and peeled and peeled and found the nugget of something. That's the artistic wisdom that we would like to show up in our photographs. Another thought about this is, in the very earliest days of lens work, I wrote an article titled, "Big is Not Always Better, But Better is Always Better." And it was my thoughts on the size of the print. And the way I put it in that article, which pertains to this business about observation or project, is that the size of the print that really counts, or the size of the impact on the viewer's consciousness that really counts? One has to do with the physical product that's made. The latter has to do with the impression that it makes, the connection that it makes, either with ourselves or with someone out there in the audience. And speaking of audience, the next thing that occurs to me in this train of thought is the question, is photography a picture or a transaction? What is the heart of making fine art photography? As compared to maybe wedding photographs or commercial photographs, I'd have to think about that more clearly. But in terms of fine art photography, what's the most important part? The picture that we make? The physical picture, the print? Or is it some sort of transaction that happens when we look at our work, when we are trying to understand what we've photographed and bring that out through processing? A transaction with the viewers, possibly with collectors, with others, maybe long in the future, who will see our work and have some sort of experience that makes looking at our work and preserving our work worthwhile doing. I think it's valuable to think of photography as a transaction rather than as a product. Which brings me to Kodak's definition of a good photograph, which I read in a marketing brochure that was printed, 100 years ago now, I think. Kodak said in this brochure that a good photograph makes the viewer so aware of the scene that they are unaware of the print. Okay, I understand that. I think I understand what they're getting at. They want the photograph to be transformative, to move you through space and time. But I would escalate that one notch, if I could, by saying that a good photograph is one that makes you so aware of the observation, the wisdom, the experience, that you're unaware of the subject that was photographed. That the scene of what's out there is perhaps less important than the observation the photographer made and passes on to us through their artwork. In my workshops, for years I've talked about the inspiration that I've taken from Charles Dickens' first book called Sketches by Boz, in which he was sent out by a London newspaper to just wander the streets of London and observe something and then write a 1,200 or 1,500 word essay or a sketch of what he observed. And he would go to all kinds of interesting places, to a Hackney coach stand, to a local tavern or a pub, to a political meeting, to a courtroom, and he would simply observe and write down what he saw, oftentimes with a great deal of wit or irony or subtle ridicule or sociological observation. He was observing the world and writing about it. And I've proposed for years that that's exactly what we photographers do. He called his book Sketches by Boz. Maybe we could think in terms of sketches by us. That is to say, every time we go out with our camera, we're going out to observe and then sketch with our camera what it is that we find and discover and come to understand more deeply because we're taking the time to observe more carefully. What we produce might be described as a project, but we have nothing to produce unless we start off with an observation. And it seems to me that this business about observing the world is the heart of being a photographic artist.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.